Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday night to the debut episode of UWA Elite All Access Podcast. I am your host, Colin West. You know I make it a habit of saying my name as long as I possibly can. Love to hear myself talk. And you hopefully love to hear me talk. For the next half hour, we will be discussing UWA Elite and all things going on within it. We will be talking Setting the Standard 2016. We will be talking the upcoming show, Dangerous Uprisings, on March 5th from the Holy Trinity Church in South River, New Jersey. We will be talking to your current and three-time I-Champion, Drake Chambers, about his upcoming match with Joey Adams, and much, much more. But first, we've got to give a shout-out to our sponsors, the wonderful Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore. Shout-out to Dan and Heather. If you have not been to Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore fans, you're missing out. You can visit them in person, 90 Wilson Avenue at the Englishtown Flea Market in Englishtown, New Jersey. Blue Building, booths 46 and 47, huge collection of collectibles, DVDs, toys, basically anything that you could possibly want in the universe. Plus, right now, special offers on CZW, UWA Elite tickets, and so much more. Check them out. Also, if you can't get to Englishtown, New Jersey, the world's a big place. You can visit them anytime, any place at FunkensteinWrestlingSuperstore.com. Fans, if you want to leave a question or a comment for me to answer at the end of this broadcast, I will get to as many as I can. You can either log into the chat right now if you're listening live at blogtalkradio.com/UWA Elite Wrestling, or find me, Colin West, on Facebook and drop a question. I will be more than happy to answer as many as I possibly can. Fans, it has been a huge last couple of weeks in UWA Elite, possibly the greatest Setting the Standard that we've ever put on in the 16-year history of the company. The titles were decided. The champion was in peril. We had the debuts of such talent as Glitz and Glamour and George Gatton and the bulldozer, Matt Tremont. But we're going to start talking today about Nicholas Kay. And I know he'll love me saying that. So, Nicholas Kay is your winner of Ultimate Turmoil this year. And if you don't know who Nicholas Kay is, you will soon. And if you don't know what Ultimate Turmoil is, let me just break it down to you like this. All you have to do to win Ultimate Turmoil in a Gauntlet-style matchup and become the number one contender to the UWA Elite Championship is survive seven other men in an eight-man gauntlet elimination match. Now, of course, that type of gauntlet match, favors men who draw late numbers, and this year was no exception. Nicholas Kay drawing number seven, but outlasting two incredible foes in Arcadia and Bose, both of whom we'll talk about during this broadcast, to become the number one contender to the UWA Elite Championship. And what a ride Nicholas Kay has been on. The professional wrestler, the Iron Man of UWA Elite, lasted 64 minutes in the Brawl for It All Battle Royal last October. At Last Breath 2015 in November, defeated TNA Worldwide star Robbie Key cleanly, 1-2-3 in the center of the ring, and now, riding that wave of momentum, Nicholas Kay is the number one contender to the UWA Elite Champion Hedges. That match will come in the near future, but it won't come this coming month at Dangerous Uprisings, and that is because Hedges has a little bit more pressing issues to deal with. And you ask, what's more pressing than the UWA Elite Championship? Try getting hit by a car by two men that you used to call friends and two men that you used to trust. At Setting the Standard 2016, it was revealed, spoiler alert if you weren't there, it was revealed that Magic and Jeremiah, the former followers of the ultraviolent movement, now the lost boys of the UWA, if you will, ran down Hedges in pretty merciless fashion with their vehicle during the offseason, left Hedges unable to compete at Setting the Standard, but he will compete against not one but both Magic and Jeremiah at Dangerous Uprisings in a street fight. More to come on that later on in this broadcast. Speaking of the Ultimate Turmoil match, no one other than Nicholas Kay, the winner, no one had a more impressive showing this year than Arcadia. Arcadia, the current UWA Elite Hall of Famer, proving that, you know, he's not done yet. A lot of people say the Hall of Fame induction is basically a retirement speech, but Arcadia showing he is nowhere near retirement. In fact, possibly in some of the best form of his career right now. Came in at number four and eliminated not one, not two, but three men before finally succumbing to Nicholas Kay, his fourth opponent of the evening. And who were those three men? Joey Adams, Sean Damage McNellis, future Hall of Famer, and the beastly, diligent one, Corey Dillinger. A huge test and a huge showing by Arcadia, who after defeating three men and nearly defeating a fourth in Nicholas Kay, having one of the longest runs ever in the Ultimate Turmoil Gauntlet match, one has to wonder, he showed visible frustration after the match. And this is not the first time we've seen visible frustration out of Arcadia in the recent past. One has to wonder what is going through his mind, and hopefully we will speak to Arcadia on a future edition of this podcast. One other trend coming out of Setting the Standard, two big championship matches for the Tag Team Championships and the Trios Championships. As far as the Trios go, the Bro Team Pack remain on a roll. Still your Trios Champions, getting their first title defense successfully under their belts. Next month may be a different story. We will find out in the very, very near future exactly what that match is and why I worry about the Bro Team Pack's chances of retaining those championships. As for the Unstoppables, John Rome and Brandon the Bull, the shockingly new UWA Elite Tag Team Champions from last year at Last Breath, well, I'm not going to give this one away. You're going to have to watch Setting the Standard for yourself when it comes out this weekend. Keep an eye out on all UWA Elite social media and UWAElite.com. You can see Setting the Standard 2016 for yourself, including the main event, a street fight for the UWA Elite Tag Team Championships, between the Unstoppables and the Rogues, Jeff Cannonball and Brandon Kirk, in a hellacious contest. Speaking of hellacious contests, the match that a ton of you came to see at Setting the Standard, Kyle the Beast versus the Bulldozer, Matt Tremont. Epic match, the third match all time across any promotion between these two stars, between these two beasts among men. It was billed as the Beast versus the Bulldozer, and it did not disappoint. We have not seen a hard-hitting matchup like Beast versus Bulldozer, like Kyle versus Matt Tremont, in a long time. And it's very early, one show in, to say that we have a potential match of the year candidate. But we do. Let's call a spade a spade. Tremont and Kyle tore the house down in South River, New Jersey, at the Holy Trinity Church at Setting the Standard. It was an honor for myself and for former UWA Elite Champion Eric Corbis to call that match as it was to call all the others. And finally, from setting the standard, past the debuts, past all the other matches, was the prestigious UWA Elite Hall of Fame ceremony, which inducted one half of the group formerly known as the Paramount, two men who have come to define themselves as cornerstones of this company, two men who have made their presence felt not just in UWA Elite, but across pro wrestling, the Northeast Independent Circuit, and beyond. We are talking about the Southside Pitbull himself, Cypress, and we are talking about simply the best, Mike Quest, formerly one half of the Garden State Gods in UWA Elite. But if you're a new fan of UWA Elite, trust me when I tell you, do not be fooled, or do not let your short memory of UWA Elite taint you to what these men have accomplished. Both Mike Quest, Cypress, have been legendary and formative in the foundation and growth of UWA Elite. We would not be where we are today without them. The battles between Cypress and Matt Mitchell, Cypress and Arcadia, Cypress and Kyle the Beast, the battles between Mike Quest and Jay Lethal. Yeah, you heard me right. Jay Lethal. The battles between Mike Quest and Eric Corvis, on again, off again, friends and enemies, Brian Brass, and the list goes on. Richly deserved. Two men who I respect greatly, who have moved on to other parts of their lives for now. But trust me when I tell you, I don't care if they're in the Hall of Fame or not. I don't care if you think that they're retired. For now, these are two men you don't want to go toe-to-toe with lately. They're some of the best in the business. Congratulations to Cypress and Mike Quest on becoming the newest members of the UWA Elite Hall of Fame. Now, like I said, it was an honor to call that show with a former UWA Elite champion, former four-time I-champion, Eric Corvis. And when it comes to I-champions, that might just be who we have on the phone with us right now.
All right, speaking of that, we have current UWA Elite I-champion Drake Chambers on the line. Drake, are you with us?
Hey, Colin, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. This is totally happening live and in real time. We'll do this. So, listen, I know thanks for taking time out of your schedule. I know you have a life outside wrestling, which is shocking, I know.
Very hard to believe, I'm sure, yes.
I hear you're seeing the Deadpool this evening for the first
time. I am. I'm very excited. Very, very excited.
Yes. All right, so let me jump right into it. I don't want to take up too much of your time. First of all, for people who don't know, I'm talking to Drake Chambers. He is the three-time UWA Elite I champion. Only one man has held the title as many or more times, that being Eric Corvis. So, Drake, I guess the easy question is, how does it feel to have accomplished something that only one other man in the company has accomplished? Do you feel satisfied? Do you feel like you've accomplished what you've wanted to accomplish so far in your career here?
You know, to be honest, Colin, I feel like there's really no point in which a wrestler in the UWA Elite can be satisfied like that. I think just because I'm a three-time champion with the I Championship doesn't mean I shouldn't be striving for something a little more prestigious like the UWA Elite Championship. So I would say that these three reigns of the I Championship are just a little bit of a stepping stone for what's to come.
Okay, sure. And talking about a stepping stone to the UWA Elite Championship, you had an opportunity, not to rub it in, but you were in the Ultimate Turmoil match at Setting the Standard. You were unlucky enough to be one of the first two men in, and statistically terrible, terrible odds. No one has ever won the gauntlet match, Ultimate Turmoil, from the one or two position. You did make it through King Tech in a grueling first match. Joey Adams came out of the curtain and, surprise, surprise, cheated to win. So took you out of Ultimate Turmoil, took your chance potentially to meet Hedges for the UWA Elite Championship from you. Now, as a result, you will be defending your I Championship at Dangerous Uprisings, March the 5th, against Joey Adams. And I got to ask you, knowing you as I know you, if Dave Swan hadn't made this match, would you have asked for it anyway?
Well, you know, I think I've had a really, really hard time with disrespect in my time in the UWA Elite. And I'd say over the past few seasons, I have gotten a very large share of disrespect from a lot of people in that locker room. And I think Joey Adams is absolutely not exempt from that. Joey Adams knows exactly what he did to pull off that victory, and this is not going to be the first time that Joey Adams and I are meeting for the I Championship. And let me remind you and all the viewers, or rather the listeners, that the last time that Joey Adams and I met in that ring in a singles match, man-to-man, for the I Championship, that I was victorious. And I will say that even though that Dave Swan made this match, I would absolutely say that in order to even ourselves out, that I would have asked for something like this.
Okay. Do you think, point-blank question, Joey Adams, of course, going, you know, picking up the victory over you in the Ultimate Turmoil by holding the second rope while he pinned you. Do you believe Joey Adams can beat you man to man, one on one? Do you think? I mean, we know he's gifted. We know he's talented. He's been in the main event here. He's been around. I'm just asking from a matchup perspective, you versus him, one versus one. What do you need to do to beat him, and can he beat you?
You know, Colin, honestly, I used to think that I was one of the better wrestlers getting up on that top rope and diving down. You know, I was a big risk taker, but at the end of the day, those risks usually paid off for me. And that's evidenced by my 3-time title reign with the I Championship. But as of the last two seasons, Joey Adams has really taken it upon himself to get up on that top rope with me and do flips and crazy stuff off the top rope. And he's willing to show that he is more than capable of throwing his body on the line to try and secure something that he believes is rightfully his. So out of everyone in that locker room, I think that Joey Adams might have one of the biggest shots at actually taking the I Championship from me, but not after I give him one hell of a contest.
All right, then. Like I said, that's high praise coming from a man who has defeated the likes of Kyle the Beast, Sean Damage McNellis, and a who's who going down the list of UWA Elite stars. Now, switching gears for a little bit, like I said, you have a life outside UWA Elite, and I love to talk about that, too, because I want fans to get to know you and get to know Drake Chambers, not just the wrestler, but the human being. You sound very adept on the radio. You sound great on a podcast, and that's due in no small part to the fact that you are part of a podcast outside UWA. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I guess I'll have a little bit of a shameless plug here.
Good.
I actually do have a podcast of my own in my real non-wrestling life, if you can choose to believe it. We are actually running a podcast called Top of the Table, which is a real play Dungeons and Dragons, if you can believe it, 5th edition podcast where we play every single week and upload one episode a week. And if you really were interested in listening to Drake Chambers and all of his buddies fool around a table playing real life RPGs, then you could always follow us on Twitter at Top of the Table _.
Cool. Top of the Table _. Where do you upload your podcasts if people are so inclined?
Well, most of the podcasts are uploaded to SoundCloud.com,
okay.
But you can access them through Twitter. We always have links. We're always tweeting. We're active. You can always find us.
Sweet. I'm going to say this right now. I'm a super cool guy. I don't know anything about D&D because that stuff is for nerds. But
Colin.
Who's the Dungeon Master?
I am the Dungeon Master. So
If you thought I couldn't
get nerdy enough. I am, in fact, the Dungeon Master for such a campaign.
Drake Chambers, Dungeon Master, Dragon Slayer. So that's the other thing I want to ask you. Why dragons? I know, actually, people have asked me this. They're like, why the Dragon Slayer? Why the Dragonborn now that you feel you have some kindred connection to dragons? What about dragons inspires you? What draws you to them?
You know, I would say, Colin, that dragons are largely a metaphor. And, you know, I think everybody tries to grab onto something and cling to something to really define who they are in the wrestling world. And the reason I chose dragons is because if you think about ancient Chinese culture, dragons are these wise, respected, ancient beings that look over the people, and people look up to these people, or rather these beasts. And when you think about it from a wrestling perspective, people can really see dragons as being the veterans of the locker room, these people who share their wisdom with the younger talent. And as an 18-year-old coming into the UWA Elite many years ago, I was that young man who was looking up to all of these dragons in the locker room. But if you recall, Colin, I did meet an unfortunate series of events with a certain Arcadia a few seasons ago.
Ooh.
And at that moment, even though I decided that I wanted to be the Dragon Slayer for fun and have something interesting about myself, I found that I really started to believe that maybe this was my calling. Maybe I should show myself to be some sort of person who can dethrone these dragons, dethrone these former champions, these people who believe they own the locker room. Because with the newer generations of talent coming around, you know, it's almost time for a reality check. The new talent is fast. The new talent is powerful, and they are ready to dethrone people. And these veterans really need to keep an eye on their spot, because you never know when someone's going to swipe it right from underneath their noses.
Which is a very fair point. Now, you are in, like I said, 5 years in to UWA Elite. Very interesting standing, very interesting position. Not the new kid on the block, not the oldest veteran in the locker room, but there are going to be people now who are where you were, who stand where you stood 4 or 5 years ago and look up to you as the dragon to be dethroned. What message would you have to any future pursuers of your I Championship or anyone who wants to try to make a name through Jake Chambers going through the 2016 season?
Well, let me say this. I was in your shoes. This is not my first time around the block, but believe me, I do not forget my roots in the UWA Elite. If you feel like you deserve that shot, if you feel like that you have a chance to defeat Drake Chambers in a singles contest for a singles championship, be my guest. I will be waiting, hand extended. I will always take on a challenge from anybody. Anyone who wants this championship, I know that I earned it, and I will always defend it, tooth and nail, because it's something I pride myself on.
Well, strong words. Drake, listen, you know this outside of wrestling, but in wrestling too. Always a pleasure to talk to you. You're one of the guys that, real talk, I respect the most around, who I enjoy the most, not just as a wrestler and a performer and a competitor, but as a human being. And I'm proud that you represent us by being our I champion. And I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.
Colin, please, please, anytime. If you ever want me to come back on the show, I'll be more than happy to offer a few words.
Not a problem. Hey, enjoy the movie tonight, and we will see you March 5th at Dangerous Uprisings.
Thank you so much for having me again.
Hey, that was Drake Chambers, I Champion, and I'll tell you, one of the matches we are absolutely looking forward to at Dangerous Uprisings is that I Championship defense, Drake Chambers defending against longtime rival, the Aviator, Joey Adams. That show, UWA Elite Dangerous Uprisings, comes your way Saturday, March 5th, 2016 at the Holy Trinity Church, 6:30 p.m. in South River, New Jersey. You can log on and purchase advance tickets at a discount now on UWAElite.com. Individual tickets, 20 at the door, 15 online, and a family four-pack is available in advance for $50. That is $30 off what you would pay at the door. You have to take advantage. Why do you have to take advantage? I'll tell you right now. You will see a handicapped street fight featuring UWA Elite Champion Hedges against the Lost Boys of the UWA Elite, Magic and Jeremiah. You will see Drake Chambers battle Joey Adams for the I Championship. You will see the tag team titles on the line as the Unstoppables defend against the new number one contenders, Glitz and Glamour, and the Trios Championship will be on the line as the Bro Team Pack is tested like never before against this all-star Trios team of King Tech, Sean Damage McNellis, and Arcadia. Plus, Nicholas K battles Bose in a grudge match for the ages. We will go down the rest of the Dangerous Uprisings card next week, right here on the All Access Podcast. We will go through every match. I might even pick a few. We'll see how things go. See if I'm feeling dicey. See if I'm feeling a little saucy that evening. Who knows? But right now, before we get into your Q&A and some special notes about a very special Hall of Fame guest at Dangerous Uprisings, here's a word from Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore.
For years, wrestling fans in the tri-state area have trusted Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore for all their pro wrestling needs. From toys to collectibles, memorabilia to autographs, action figures to one of the largest pro wrestling DVD stores in the United States, Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore is a one-stop wrestling store destination located at 90 Wilson Avenue, that's the English Town Flea Market, Blue Building, Booth 46 and 47 in English Town, New Jersey. Don't have time to stop by the store? That's okay. You can check out their website at FunkensteinWrestlingSuperstore.com.
And again, thank you to our key sponsor, Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore. You can check them out at any UWA Elite Supercard in South River, New Jersey, including Dangerous Uprisings coming up on Saturday, March the 5th. And if you don't have enough reasons, based on the several I just gave you, to be checking out Dangerous Uprisings, you can meet and greet, shake hands with, and get a look at WWE Hall of Famer Cowboy Bob Orton. The man's a legend in his own right. He's also the father of the legend killer, Randy Orton. Again, Cowboy Bob Orton will be at UWA Elite Dangerous Uprisings, and that is all thanks to Kevin Nasta and the Damage 365 Podcast Network. Again, check out Damage 365 on Spreaker, awesome podcast network for all things wrestling, sports, and more. Now, as promised, for the last 3 minutes and change of the show, I will be doing my best to answer your fan questions. The first question comes to us from Justin. Justin, good to hear from you, man. I hope you're braving the weather tonight. Justin says, who will be the UWA Elite Breakout Star this year? His money is on Vincenzo. That is a good guess. I'm going to say that, look, as Kentucky Bread goes, so does Cousin Vinny. Those four guys basically are going to ride or die together as of right now. So will they see the trios or tag team championships during this year? We will find out. If you want my pick on the breakout star of 2016, it's actually Stars. They are the new number one contenders to the UWA Elite Tag Team Championships. Jared Foster, Steve Sterling, Glitz and Glamour. They've only been in one match in UWA Elite, but they're 1-0, and they are the number one contenders to the Tag Team Championships. They are brash. They are bad AWS. It's a G-rated show, and they can go with anybody. I'll tell you what, they may trash talk and muscle their way to the UWA Elite Tag Team Championships. That's setting the standard. Meanwhile, Superfan Joe. Joe's been here with us for years, and he knows UWA Elite, I dare say, as well as anyone, including me, including President Dave Swan. Very long-form question here from Joe. I am going to read it in its entirety because it's very deep and I like it. What does the future hold for King Tech, Joe asks. He has been the longest-tenured superstar on the UWA Elite roster to never hold a singles title during the UWA Elite era. I understand the King is in the trios title match, says Joe, but I think that if he, Damage, and Arcadia win those championships, it wouldn't mean as much to Tech because he didn't have a singles title on his own, and King Tech prides himself on being his own man. Look, King Tech, as far as singles titles go, it's just been a case of wrong place, wrong time. Just wrong place, wrong time. King Tech has all the acumen, all the ability, and all the strategy that is needed to be a champion in UWA Elite. It has just been a matter of timing and running up against foes that haven't necessarily been champions at the time, be it the one Ace Jack most recently or Joey Adams at Last Breath. Mark my words, there will come a day where King Tech will reign with singles gold in UWA Elite. That'll wrap it up this week. Thank you guys so much for checking out the first ever episode of the UWA Elite All Access Podcast with me, Colin West. Check us out next week, same time, same place, Wednesday night, 11 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. My scheduled guest for that week will be number one contender, Nicholas Kay. You are going to want to hear what Nicholas Kay has to say about bows, hedges, and so, so much more leading into Dangerous Uprisings. We will preview the entire Dangerous Uprisings card next week as well. Thank you so, so very much. Check us out, UWA Elite on Facebook, Twitter, and UWAElite.com. Get your tickets now for Dangerous Uprisings. We will see you next week at 11 o'clock.